is Calvin Buchanan.
And this is Cornell Beard, and this is Underrepresented, the podcast about design and culture. Check us out on Instagram at under_represented. Give us some feedback through Spotify, Apple Pod, or whatever platform you're listening to. And also reach out to us via DM or email. Our email is underrepresented.podcast@gmail.com.
Cool, cool.
Let us know. Hopefully that's clean enough for Alvin.
So, what's good, brother? How you been?
I'm good. How you been doing?
I don't know. I'm holding up. Struggle is real.
Week three.
Yeah, 3 weeks in. I've completed it exactly 3 weeks of working from home now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm holding up. My home gym's kind of coming together now.
Okay.
Haven't gotten too deep into it. Actually, a crazy story.
All right.
Real quick, I'm going to ask about your music in a second here.
Okay.
So, early last week, I turned my car into the auto shop to get fixed because I had like some leak or whatever. I don't know about cars that much. So
okay.
I'm not going to expose myself. But anyway, so I had to get something fixed. I dropped it off at this little car shop and dropped my keys off in the lockbox at like 10 o'clock at night and went home. And that was that. So next day, I get a call around like 3 p.m. From the auto shop saying that they have bad news for me. And so the first thing that comes to my mind is like, damn, it's going to cost more than whatever the agreed dollar amount is.
Yep.
But I'm like, whatever, money come, money go. Like, right. That's what it is. And she says like, well, last night our shop was broken into and vandalized. So my very next thought is like, damn, somebody broke my Jeep and like vandalized my vehicle.
Right.
But then she tells me that they stole a few vehicles from the lot, and of the stolen vehicles, like my Jeep was stolen.
I'm like,
you mean like that? It's just not there anymore. She says, yeah, we have on the camera somebody like getting in your vehicle and just like driving off.
This and is super wild.
I swear to God, right? It's like, who steals cars during a pandemic?
You know? Right.
Like, it's like early in the pandemic too. Like, we're not even looting yet.
So, right.
I don't know. Just so that happened. And so for the like last week, I didn't have a vehicle. Well, I had like my rental vehicle that my insurance provided me.
Okay.
But yeah, so they found my vehicle though in Woodbury. This past week, or this Friday, they found it, and then dropped it back off at the auto shop. They inspected it, fixed all the work that needed to be done, but they stole, like, my son's car seat, my gym bag, my duffel bag.
Who's stealing car seats?
Exactly. I think they probably, like, they probably didn't steal. They probably just, like, took it and was, like...
Right, dumped like, everything, trashed everything. Somewhere. True.
They threw out my, like, owner manual and everything like that, so that was, like, last week's stressor.
Man. But,
yeah, it's crazy, right? It's
like, that is wild.
But I got my Jeep back, and it's detailed, still missing my license plate, so
they took the license plates off too.
Yeah, that thing they switched them, and like the police, they can't return my vehicle with like stolen plates. So right now I'm kind of driving under two offenses right now. one offense being no license plate.
Okay.
And the other still driving while black. So I feel like right, and I got chrome wheels. So
okay.
Like, so like I think I'm, you know, very
double jeopardy.
It's the triple jeopardy. I feel like I'm yeah, I don't know.
Do you have a note from the police for no plates on? How you riding around like that?
Police give doctors notes. But nah, I figured that I'm actually kind of waiting to get pulled over so I can, you know, play the victim this time. Like, officer, like, my car has been stolen. I actually just got it back 10 minutes ago. You know, like, what you expect me to do? Like, I literally just got my car back.
They're going to be like, sir, step out the car, please.
Step out the car, please. I'm going to get you your license registration. Right. Where'd you buy this car from?
Yeah.
But, so yeah, that was that. But, yeah, I got it back this week. Or late, it's Thursday, I got it back. Yeah, so it feels good. I'm still kind of figuring out, like, trying to, like, live with the fact that, like, somebody was, like, cruising in my
right,
Jeep
that is wild.
Week. Actually, it stolen on Monday night. And it was found on Friday, but they have video surveillance that it was parked in the same spot since Tuesday night. So, like, they're only in it for, like, a good 12 hours.
Okay.
So, which is, like...
That feels a little bit better. More comforting, yeah.
Yeah, they did a lot in that 12 hours, I can tell you that. That shit was dirty. That shit was kind of beat. I got, like, a crack in my, what do you call it? A crack in the grill. And
they fixing that?
Yeah, they're going to fix everything.
Okay.
It's just like that the way to the insurance. They upgraded my car seat. So I had like a Graco car seat before.
Right.
They upgraded me to like some like $400 car seat.
Okay.
Well, they said to buy a new car seat and give us the receipt.
Okay.
So, you know, I hopped on YouTube.
There you go. And, like, that's you how know, you do it.
Best car seat for an 18-month-old.
Yeah.
Found this one.
So he's so, super safe now.
Super safe. It's actually really tight. It's like easy to work and everything. But
nice.
But yeah, that was my last week. So what's good? Did you get a vehicle stolen at all?
Nothing like that. Just been in the house under quarantine, working. Yeah, No crazy cars being stolen.
Yeah.
All my cars accounted for in the garages.
It's actually crazy. So, like, when I stole the vehicle. I just did my own vehicle. Please don't start that rumor. but when I dropped my vehicle off, I was with my friend Brianna, and she dropped me off. I dropped my vehicle off, and she gave, like, we rolled back to, like, this side. And we stopped by the gas station afterwards, and she's like, I forgot to lock my car. I was like, girl, it's Hastings. Like, ain't shit about to happen. Like, the worst thing that might happen is, like, you get your windows washed, you know? And I was like, playing. And then I got my fucking Jeep stolen.
Yeah,
like,
that's so the worst thing that happened, to get your car stolen.
Like, yeah. And so, like, 2 days passes, and, like, she already knew that my vehicle got stolen. And I was, like, in a better place. And she's like, yeah, I was going to tell you the other day, but, like, you seem like you're taking it pretty hard, and I want to make a joke about it. But you know how you had said, like, about, you know, like, it's Hastings, like, not shit happens out here.
And she didn't want to hit you with that right away, though. She let it breathe. Like,
yeah, I appreciate that. So
I'd have been right on top of that as soon as you said it.
Boy, if you
don't. Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. So other than that, though, I know we always go through music. What you been listening to this week?
I've been heavy 80s R&B, Chaka Khan, Shalamar, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I've been a bunch of throwback music. Just getting to the old school stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been feeling that. And then also got to throw in some rap music. I've been listening to a bunch of YG, some old My Crazy Life.
Yeah.
YG, just West Coast stuff.
That's quite the eclectic mix, though.
Yeah. What you been on?
What have I been on? I would say some Michael Jackson earlier this week. But I go back to the Off the Wall album a lot still.
That's a banger.
But I found this new cat. Maybe he's been around for a while, and I just found him. But Thundercat.
Okay.
And I found, like, you know, Spice Adams.
Yes.
Yeah. So he had a video of, like, him wearing, like, this Dragon Ball durag on IG.
Okay.
And the song that I was playing in the video that he posted was Dragon Ball durag by Thundercat. So I looked it up, and it's actually, like, a pretty fire song.
Okay.
And the whole album actually dropped, I think, like, yesterday. And so I've listened to that today. And then, yeah, I guess before this podcast, I found that new 2020 by Young Jeezy.
Jeezy.
Got two tracks in, and that seems kind of fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to dive into it.
Yeah, he stays slept on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like it's because, like, it's consistent, though, like, that, like, you can listen to any Jeezy album in the last, I would say, decade.
It's been a decade.
It's, like, consistently, like, just, like, really good work. Yeah. I wouldn't say, like, because the thing about, like, Kendrick Lamar, or, like, let's just say K-Dot for the example.
Right.
That, like, when he comes out with an album, somehow, like, it's, I wouldn't say better than the previous album, but, like, just vastly different than the previous album.
Yes.
So, like, it's keeping, like, the listeners, like, kind of, like, guessing, or, like, just, like, oh, like, this is, like, really raw, but it doesn't sound like Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. It doesn't sound like Tip of a Butterfly. It sounds like its own thing.
Yep.
And I feel like Jeezy albums are, like, consistently, like, Jeezy albums.
Yep.
That's why you like it. Like, it just sounded like Jeezy.
Yep.
So
it's the same thing, like that Pusha T kind of thing. Give me that same kind of, you know what we came here for, you'll give it to me. So, yeah.
Same,
I like
hard
that.
White. Yeah. Yep. So. But yeah, so today's episode, stay creative.
I like it. Stay creative.
Can I ask you first how you staying creative?
I've been doing a bunch of things. I feel like when I think about it, it doesn't feel like I'm doing a lot of stuff. But when I kind of look back at how my weeks are gone, I feel like I am doing a lot of new kind of different things to stay creative.
Yeah.
I started sketching again, which I stopped sketching. It kind of started off as a team building exercise. We would kind of just sketch stuff. And I'm like, I'm just taking this time. So I do like a 15-minute sketch of whatever we do on the themes. We're doing like dogs with party hats on or things like that. So I like sketch up a cool little pit bull with a party hat on. So I'm like, things like that. But then it just like that's keeps kind of growing outside of that. So I'm like, find myself picking up pencils and color pencils and stuff and doing more kind of sketching outside of just in my free time. Yeah. So when you have just free time. So that's one of the big things.
I think same thing for us. We've been like getting like Skype calls or Microsoft Teams calls and just like talking openly about just, just like creative things in general.
Right.
And like how each one of us, I'm talking about like my coworkers right now.
Okay.
And how I've been like working. And I don't know, we have a group called like Lunch Pals, which is essentially like all creatives or like account teams that support creatives. And it's like probably about like a good 8 or 9 of us. And I don't know, at random times throughout the day, somebody or myself like would just call the whole chat.
Okay.
And like whoever's available, like we'll pick up and like we just like chat about whatever. But earlier this week I had a deep conversation with one of or two of my coworkers just about like like being creative and like feeling like exhausted right now with like how do we stay creative in these times.
Okay.
Something that my agency's doing is like we're all building social content. So like if you look at the 10,000 design like social feed,
right,
it's just a lot of like miscellaneous posts that are pertaining to like right now of like what's going on as a society and like how can we all come together and like work to, you know, prosper or like get through this hard time.
Okay.
And so like I had a post and all the designers have like done something that has been like featured on there and like they have a few posts that they still need to put out. But that's like a good exercise that we've done.
Okay.
To like, you know, how do you create something that's like relevant right now?
And also, so is that self-initiated or is that kind of the group kind of saying, Parnell, it's your day to do something?
Nah, so it's well, our executive design director or group creative director, he brought it up.
Okay.
Like, hey guys, like, you know, we're taking like a brief like hiatus from my posting client work right now because like it's just not the time for that.
Right.
We need to like see how we can create things that help bring people together. And so like if you guys can just take like, you know, an hour or two out of your day or whatever and just like, or your hours for the week or whatever, and just right. like create something that you feel is like, you know, that we as a people can like resonate with.
Right.
And it's actually dope because like people take that so many different ways, you know. Like one of my coworkers, she like did this like illustrations of like dogs and like hand painted them all, and then like I guess like scanned and like put them in Illustrator and like
okay
some like cool stuff. And somebody did this like dope ass animation,
okay,
that just like blew my little animation out the water.
Okay,
but yeah, so like I just like it's really cool how people like interpret that thing differently.
Okay, so how you is that something you then look to do in your personal kind of work then too? Have you been doing that same kind of thing?
Yeah, so I can't really, I think we talked about it last time, or maybe Abdi and I talked about it last week.
Okay.
But thinking back about like going back into like way back to artists like Picasso or like any artist like Rembrandt, like just like how we typically would during those times they would typically create art that reflects the time period.
Yes.
And like what's going on with like politics or with like war or the people itself. Like
yep.
And so right now we're in a like a time right now where we can actually do those things.
Okay.
Where we have this pandemic that's going on.
Right.
And typically like us as designers, we want to do like branding projects. We want to do like I don't know, like these like cool ads and stuff like that.
Yep.
But now we have this opportunity to like create like actual art or actual design that reflects what's actually going on with like this like worldwide pandemic.
Right.
And so like I think it's inspiring in a way right now to like what can I do to like make my cultural contribution
right
to what's going on right now. And granted, like the little animation I made for my career or my job and like that social feed, like it kind of opened my eyes, like yeah, like it's like dope. We can actually really somehow like use social media because we're all like tethered to our phones and mm-hmm. computers and devices right now to actually make something that, well, hopefully someone can see it and they like think twice about something or think about how like they can like contribute to the culture too right now. So
that made me think about something too, like you saying these art movements and stuff like that happen. So you have like futurism and all that kind of stuff like that. Do you think there will be something born out of this kind of pandemic kind of area, like
yeah, TikTok.
Like we take right. I feel TikTok, like that. Absolutely. Like we're gonna take like a. I feel like there's gonna be a thing that gets born out of this.
Yeah,
so we have right and have TikTokism that and that kind of thing that will explode during this time, and everybody will remember like in 2020 the explosion of TikTok 10-second videos. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, I mean,
literally, I think gonna be it. Right, I think that might be it.
Drake has just capitalized on this TikTok wave.
Okay,
of creating a dance song. And like everybody know, like Drake not a dancer. Like he has a whole video for this song that like
I haven't heard this
shows that he doesn't dance. You know, like it's
I remember that.
It's
song,
called
yeah.
the Toosie Slide.
Okay,
it came out I think last night, like a little after midnight.
Okay,
and I woke up this morning to like some like parody video. Or do you know Supreme Dreams? You know Supreme Dreams, Abdi? Yeah, like they had a video of like. About like oh we gotta hurry up and get famous like off this TikTok video for Drake, you know, like Drake dropped this little Toosie slide. It's just like, you know, right foot up, left foot slide, and it's like stupid basic, but like it like shows that like we're in a place right now, we're all at home, you have everyone from, you know, like like literally toddlers that are making TikTok videos like dancing right. to Meg Thee Stallion, to like grandparents who are like doing the whatever that Ty Dolla Sign song is, where they like throw the bows out. I hate to see the clap or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and it's just like it's a wave right now, and so I think like, you know, Drake's seen that, like, oh, like we can just let's just make some shit real quick.
Right.
You know, it's gonna go on TikTok. Everybody and their grandmother gonna do it,
right?
And
blow up.
Yeah, and blow up. I even got a notification, like a push notification from Apple Music, saying like Drake dropped a new song. Like you should. Go
I
check
got
it
that
out.
Too. Yeah,
it's like,
I've
why?
Never gotten that
I've
before.
I've never gotten that before. How did Drake somehow give me a push notification
right.
to this song?
I remember that. My phone came. I just clicked off of like Drake got a single out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you really is that real news?
Right. I think that's true, though. I think you're right. I think it's gonna be TikTokism. Yeah. It's gonna be the movement kind of born out of this pandemic that we're all gonna look back 2 years from now and be like, remember all those TikTok videos?
Yeah, all those TikTok videos.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Do you guys see a world where these TikTok influencers or Instagram people get branding jobs through boots? Like I've seen even on like what is it called, Backstage or one of these like, you know, agencies.
Right.
Do you see them ever hiring people like this and being the face of a brand?
Yes, I think that it's another social media platform, which I think social media, like almost like solely, not solely exists, but a huge part of social media right now is influencers.
Yeah,
and I think that you can even see like on influencer feeds, like through Instagram right now, how heavy they're pushing, like, yo, follow me on TikTok, like, have y'all heard, like, I'm on TikTok too
right.
now. And it's like, because like, I think as a culture, we all see like TikTok is kind of like potentially the new wave.
Right.
And I see like brands like, we got TikTok now too. Like,
right.
Hey, come check us out on TikTok. You know, whether it's like sharing recipes, like it's a dope platform. Like it's eerily similar to Instagram. But like, yeah, it just, I think that it is the new wave and that there is a lot of money to be made in that platform.
See, I don't know if it's going to be TikTok. I know that I feel like there's been a lot of pushes on IG Live still. I know, like, all the DJs doing stuff on there and people kind of collecting and getting together on spaces in there. And those are getting, like, hundreds of thousands of kind of viewers linked into those things. So I think there's still going to be a big push for IG also. But I feel like there's going to be enough money to go around for everybody to kind of get their brand deals too. So I feel like TikTok's going to kind of explode too, though. But I didn't even think about that TikTok thing.
Yeah. I'm not on TikTok. I take that back. I do have a TikTok.
Okay.
But I posted
that was real quick.
The one video that we posted on the account, I thought I was going to do numbers on TikTok too. And it got like 500 views and stopped there.
Okay.
But anyways, that's besides the point. But I'm saying, like, I think that Instagram has, like, it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
Right.
That, like, it will be like this place that, like, it's, I think it's literally like the place that the majority of content exists right now.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned about like DJs and Abdi mentioned like rap artists and like people using like Instagram as like a place to just like simply to be social.
Right.
Like whether that's like direct messaging, whether that's like going live with like your fans or that's, you know, like sharing your content or whatever it is, or even linking out to your own personal website or whatever information you want to share. So I think that will continue to live. And I don't know how people will leverage TikTok, but I don't know.
Like, I think that's the big thing, what you're going to do once people get on there.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
I'm not really thinking about it, to be honest.
Right.
but I know somebody out there is like, they see like the TikTok pathway and like where that could lead to and like how that can be lucrative.
Right.
But yeah, I just don't have the brain capacity to care about TikTok like that right now.
But I feel like that all these kind of social platforms, I think it's opening everyone else's eyes to people who were kind of late getting to those platforms or weren't currently on those platforms, to kind of seeing, oh, so this is what people are doing on IG, on TikTok. Because like I said, I didn't know what people are doing on TikTok either.
Yeah.
All I knew was that my niece was on it all the time making videos. But I was like, what's the use of this?
Yeah.
But now you kind of, it's opening people's eyes to those kind of other kind of usages too. So
yeah,
I think it's getting people involved and getting people kind of caught up too. So
yeah, and I guess like going back to like the episode theme today, and like it is like another way to stay creative.
Yeah,
even for those that are creatives, that people that aren't dancers,
right?
Like they hear, you know, the Toosie Slide or, you know, Meg Thee Stallion's like Savage track,
right?
And they're like, oh, like, you know, I can do that dance move. Like, you know, I can hop on TikTok and make a little 30-second video, and I guess like be creative or get active or use that Ty Dolla song and make a song with the fam.
Right.
And so like, I kind of like the way that social media has been this home for all of us right now, and like helping us like stay connected. But in that same breath, like, is it too much? Like, can it become too much?
Yes. Too much connection. Yes. Yeah,
like, I swear my phone rings so much. Like, yes. FaceTime calls and Skype calls and Teams calls. And
I think this has also made people really loose with FaceTime calls.
Yeah.
I think FaceTime calls used to be a thing of, like, my people can FaceTime call me.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody now is looking for that kind of human connection. So
yeah,
you get FaceTime calls from people who kind of know you, like associates.
Yeah.
People who you're like, who's this? Why is this FaceTime call coming in? It's just like, yeah, it might be someone you work with, but you like, I know he was FaceTime. Yeah, cool.
Buddy.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like it used to be tiers for FaceTime calls. Yeah. You had to be like top tier, but I feel like everybody's now kind of just,
yeah.
We on WebEx, we're on Teams calls.
Yeah.
And you got your camera on. So, hey, this is another kind of face-to-face kind of call, and I think people are comfortable with that now.
Yeah, and I think I do the same thing, like, because usually I'm I go around the office and, like, talk to people, like, regularly.
Yeah.
So, like, now that I'm at home, like, my first week, I pretty much just, like, talk with, like, my coworkers that I have, like, not personal relationships, but we talk every day anyway, right. So we work together. But, like, the second week, I kind of got back into, like, scrolling through, like, the people, like, in my office space, and I'm like, oh, like, you know, like, usually I'll stop by, like, his desk or her desk and, right, like, say what's up. So, like, let me just, like, hit him up, like, you got a second to, like, just chat, and we'll just, like, you know, shoot the shit up, whatever, for a little bit.
Right.
And, like, it's been like nice for those, but it's like working from 9 to 5, you know, Monday through Friday still, and then, like, disconnecting from your computer and then, like, receiving FaceTime calls on your phone.
Right.
And, you know, there's this happy hour. There's DJ D-Nice and he got the party. It's going lit.
Like, yep.
People dancing at the crib. And it's, like, we're constantly tethered to our devices right now. And, like, it can be exhausting, you know? Like,
yep.
It's weird because, like, typically you want to, like, leave your job and, like, you know, talk with your friends.
Yep.
But now it's, like, I feel like I'm probably talking too much.
Right.
I just want to... Actually, I deep cleaned the crib today. Like, I went through and, like, I turned off, like, my devices and just, like, actually went through the house.
You turned your devices off?
I just kind of got rid of, like, just, like, woo, put them away and just, like, just no Snap, no Instagram, no,
right,
text, like, no nada. Just, like, just chill and, like, just, like, be present. Because, like, I think just, like, naturally, you know, when my weekend hits, like, I would like to, you know, be with friends or talk with friends.
Right.
But it's like, we've been talking all week. We've been texting all week. We've been snapping all week.
Yeah.
So, like, let me just, like, not, you know, be connected right now and just, like, do my own thing.
How was that? You feel, do you think it's going to be, I think, a constant need to kind of feel like you need to unplug?
I think it will be a constant need for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I found a lot of joy in it. A lot,
okay,
of, like, contentment of just, like, not, just, like, not talking to somebody.
Yep.
Because I feel like I'm constantly... Or not, I'm constantly, but, like, I feel like we as a people right now are, like, constantly trying to seek human interaction somehow.
Yeah.
Because we are, like, isolated.
Yeah.
And even myself, I find myself, like, wishing, like, oh, like, I wish I would have had a roommate right now or, like, somebody I can just, like, see regularly.
Right.
But I'm constantly, like, talking to people, like,
through, yep,
FaceTime or Skype or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, let me just not right now.
Right.
Just, I don't know, either watch Netflix or... I don't know, just do something that's just not anything at all.
This is my confession. My wife's going to probably watch this. So there's a day this week, I just kind of, like, hold up in my room.
Yeah.
Like, the family, everybody, you know, we move them throughout the living room and the dining room and stuff like that. I just, like, today I'm going to just sit in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So I had, like, the door kind of closed. Like, I was, like, on a do not disturb.
Yeah.
And just had, like, 6 hours of myself.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it wasn't, just like you said, just,
yeah,
pull up some Netflix, kind of watch some YouTube videos. That was it.
Yeah,
just 6 hours. Just like, yeah.
Yeah, just
put my, like I said, my phone was away. Like I said, it was just, yeah. And I was like, I didn't want any kind of just face to face. Like I said, just too many devices, too many stuff in your face. I was like, I just need a little bit of me time.
Yeah. And I got back. I'm trying to get back to it and just enjoy more time, just like being present in the moment without having to like feel like the need to interact with like another person right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wild time out
here. Socially exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember actually, so last week, Opti and I chatted. I was struggling, you know, because like, you weren't feeling well last week.
Yep.
Good to have you back. And I called one of my creative homies, Vanessa. Vanessa Santana. I hit her up and I was like, yo, like, I need some help. Like, what should we do today? Because, like, you know, Calvin, he's like, he's not feeling well today.
Right.
Me and Abdi here. And she gave me some dope ideas of, like, you know, like, how she's been feeling as a creative in her workspace of being like potentially socially exhausted,
right?
Or even like, how do you stay inspired during a time of isolation?
Yeah.
The way she worded it was like inspiration in a time of isolation, or inspo in a time of iso, or something like that.
I like that.
Yeah, which is, it's probably an episode name.
I like that. Point. Yeah.
But yeah, like I know we talk about like staying creative, and like yeah, I feel like it's just like a really strange time right now of like. Like being locked down, but also like wanting to like connect with the world, but also wanting to like stay creative,
yep.
and like create dope things,
yep.
but like also like not be insensitive to what's going on right now.
I think that's a big thing too. You gotta be socially aware of what's going on around you, because stuff that you're doing, like here, check out my new album. You kind of, it might feel a little tone deaf. You kind of like,
yeah,
people over here.
People are dying, bro. Right? We don't want to see the album.
Right.
The mixtape, bro. Right. We don't want the mixtape right now.
So you kind of got to be aware of all of that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend of mine. She's going to drop her fashion line, or her like spring season of like clothing.
Right.
Like literally like, I don't know, like a day before the world was like, hey, we shut down. Like,
right.
You know, don't yep. buy shit. Everybody stay home.
Like, yep.
And it's like, damn, like now, like, you know, having spent like, you know, months on like creating this like line to drop for this spring, and like now spring has been canceled. Like, what do you do now? You know, like, do you still like force those clothes to be out? Because people can still buy things. Like, you can still like ship things in the mail. But it's like, who's really going to like want to buy, you know, like really expensive like clothing right now when like you're kind of like at home?
And, right.
So, yeah, like, how do like those creatives like, take pivots and like, okay, like how do we, you know, like still be creative and like create things that potentially can like, you know, bring in like a revenue stream.
Yeah,
that's not insensitive to like what's going on right now.
I feel like there's a way to do it. Like there's a bunch of socially conscious kind of brands out there, like Tom's does it. Yeah. Like I said, when I was doing my t-shirts and said you would give money back to different organizations, I think if you can save a little bit of your profits and don't kind of, you don't got to make all the money in the world, you can try to give back to some stuff too. I think there's a good way to kind of do a thing where you kind of have a nice rollout, but you also give back to show that you are aware of what's going on out here too.
Yeah.
Like I said, there are socially conscious brands, and I think there's a smart way to kind of do this kind of stuff too. So,
yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about some of my friends that are freelance designers right now, and understanding that like some of their clients can potentially like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, design is a, not an expense that we need to pay right now, so we're going to, you know, put your contract on hold, or like we're going to, you know, revert back to just like going into like our archives or whatever it is. And so like for those people right now, I'm not sure if you have any two cents that you like to add to it, like as far as advice goes, or I don't know how that works for them right now.
Right. I think it's tough because like I said, if you're a freelance designer right now, or a freelancer period, and you, where's your bailout money? When they're gonna start bailing out airports and cruise companies and stuff like that? Who are they bailing out? Barbers and freelance designers and stuff like that. Where are those people? Where getting their cut from? $1,200 is cool and stuff, but people got bills, and $1,200 ain't gonna cut everything for everybody's bills too. So
I saw this meme the other day. It was like this, like this, like fort, like these what do you call it, like a SWAT team, like breaking into like a home,
with, right?
Like the battering ram, and it was like five people there, and like, one person had like some type over. It was like, you know, mortgage payment, like car note, and all this other stuff like stacked up outside the door.
Right.
Then on the inside, it showed like the lock, and it had like a little Cheeto.
Right.
That was like holding the lock, and
okay,
on the Cheeto said $1,200.
Right.
Because like that $1,200, like it's like it's not really anything. Like,
right.
It's, I don't know. It's just,
it'll keep you afloat for half a month, but like people who got families and
yeah.
like bills, like you, like you said, a mortgage and a car note and stuff like that. You've been, like, where's your bailout?
Yeah, like, I'm very, very fortunate that, like, you know, like, nothing has really changed too much on my end so far. Like,
right.
I'm still gainfully employed.
Yep.
I'm actually saving money right now by not having to drive downtown and pay for parking.
Right.
So, yeah, like, it's not too stressful with me, but I can imagine I have a lot of friends that have, you know, had their jobs, like, put them on hold, whether they're servers or bartenders or... like you mentioned, like, you know, personal trainers and barbers again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those people, like, you know, like, how do they continue to, like, keep money coming in?
Right.
And not go the route of, like, I'm just going to keep working. And
right.
Just keep doing, like, keep cutting hair. I'm just keep, you know, personal training clients. And because that kind of, like, aids back into the issue of, like, not being socially distant.
Right. So, yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing. Like I said, I just know that it's a thing I feel like we're not addressing, like, for the government, while they're trying to bail out airports and airline companies and stuff like that, and cruise lines. Yeah. Like, what about those small businesses? And I don't know if that, I don't know if people think about those all the time as being small businesses too, or people being working for themselves too. So
actually, my mom called me today because, like, you know, since we were working on this podcast, she's like, "Oh, I was talking to my tax lady, and she told me to tell you to give her a call ASAP because they're giving out $10,000 grants to small businesses." And I was like, I'm not really a small business. Like, it's a podcast. Right. But I was like, maybe I can make a small business and make it work somehow. But yes, I'm not sure, like, if there's, like, any truth to that.
Right.
But if it is, like, I would urge everyone to go apply for that, like, ASAP.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I hope there's something out there for them as resources too, though, because you'd hate to see that. Like I said, those are the lifeblood of a lot of companies, those independent contractors. And for them to get kind of list left out would be terrible. So,
yeah, I don't know. I was thinking of remember that you ever watched the Chappelle Show?
All the time.
Yeah. Do you know, like, the episode where they had like reparations?
Yes.
Like, they finally didn't cash everybody.
Yeah.
And now I was thinking of I saw it the other day, and it was like the scene where, like, the woman, like, she has, like, all this money in her hand, and like the newscaster was, like, asking her a question, and she ended her answer with, like, "Hey, hide your money, y'all." Hide your money, throw people around. That shit was hilarious. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a really strange time right now.
Yeah, it's unprecedented times, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, so I guess there's, like, some fortune to actually having some support from, like, the government, you know, from, like, a... It's like the stimulus check, like we mentioned, like, it is, like, not that much, and, like, it won't really support people at all, but hopefully it supplies a buffer to some people to give them a little more time to, like, think how they can be a little more agile right now and be a little more creative in their revenue streams.
That's what they're hoping, just a little bit of a buffer, some time to kind of just catch your breath between why no one's working and stuff like that too. So
yeah, I don't know, I was thinking, like, never mind, but I was like, you know, you can get your $1,200. And you can cop some drugs, or
are you trying to flip your 1,200? Is that what you're trying to do?
But no, I'm playing. Yeah, I'm playing. I think that's a never mind. But anyways, yeah. So I don't know. I think for myself, just staying the course of, you know, trying to think, like, what can I do to stay creative during this time, not only for just, like, my job, but for my own sake.
Yep.
And you know, when I do unplug my computer, or, you know, close my laptop at the end of the day, and I want to...
Close your laptop. I have not been closing my laptop. It's just been pinging me all night. You got to close that laptop. Close that laptop. Put it to sleep.
Yeah, now that's free game.
Yes.
Yeah, nah, I fully agree. Like, I've been trying to close mine around, like, 5:30. Sometimes, like, around 9 o'clock, it opens itself back up and, like, creeps back over to me, and, you know, more work pops up. But, yeah, I think that's really valuable advice, too, just really unplug.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, like, you know, you're at home and you can lose track of time.
Yep.
But, yeah, actually, so one thing I did want to mention, going back to the conversation I had with a few friends of mine earlier this week about being challenged by... Like, you know, when you're working with other creatives and you feel like, you know, Calvin just, like, bleeds creativity. Like, you just, like, it's just pouring out of you, like, every second. Like, everything you say is, like, so genius and whatever. And here I am with, like, my open sketchbook, and there's just, like, blank pages, and I have no idea where to start. And, like, seeing you be so creative, like, it's really discouraging. And so, like, I think sometimes, like, being on social media and you can, like, see... You know, like, DJ D Nice has, like, you know, created this, like, platform now where, like, hundreds of thousands of people, like, go watch him, like, DJ live. And you have some other DJ that's, you know, like, let's say here in Minnesota that doesn't have as much clout or, like, a following right now.
Right.
Like, that idea's already been exhausted now. Like, I can't just go out and just do Instagram live and, like, what can I do? So, like, do you have, like, any input on, like, people that, you know, are surrounded by, like, people that are doing really creative things? And they feel, like, discouraged that their creativity may not be the same?
I would say do the same stuff you see that's happening out there. I say, why can't you also stream live?
Yeah.
D-Nice is doing it. I'm DJ Newcomer.
Yeah,
hey, DJ you Newcomer. See what, you see what DJ D-Nice been doing. Do the same thing. Like I say, when people watch people sketch videos, you can watch sketch videos because you're trying to see, oh, how is he doing that? How are you going from pencil, paper to digital kind of sketching? Hey, you see somebody doing it, do it. Knock it off. Copy it. Yeah. Then put your own little twist on it. But hey, don't be afraid to steal something and then kind of do something new with it.
Yeah.
You guys think that's a big part of hip hop is innovation? You know what I mean? When it comes to like all these people going on live, it's really a lot of these rappers, these DJs, these producers who are finding a way to connect with their audience still and innovate. I don't see rock stars doing that. Rock out bands and country folks really using and innovating as much as hip hop and black culture
does. Yeah.
See, that's what it is though, but that's what hip hop is born out of. Like I said, it's stealing, that's where sampling's coming from. Yep. Yeah. You're like, here's this old beat, I'm gonna steal this.
Yep.
Yeah. Put some scratching over this, drop another bass drop with this, and then have a new beat, put my own kind of spin on it. No one's like, you know what, I'm gonna recreate this, my own music from the scratch. Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Right. That's what you're supposed to do. Like, the same thing with creative. You sample this thing, like, oh, DJ D Nice is doing this, I'm gonna do this, but my IG Live is gonna be this. Cornell's doing this with his social media, I'm gonna take this and then put this kind of spin on it. Like I said, sample that stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like Abby had mentioned, like, comparison to other, like, music genres, like country or rock or whatever. And I can't speak to it because, like, I'm not really, like, aware of, like, I don't really follow many rock artists or country musicians, like, via social. However, I do think black is the wave. I think that, like, it's just, like, always kind of the wave. So I think that it is cool right now, like, that, you know, whether that's DJ D Nice show on whatever or, like, certain, like, social platforms that are featuring, like, work that reflects, like, the urban community or, like, the cities right now and, like, what we're actually, like, what we're up to. I think, like, that's, like, that's really dope. And
all these TikTok dancers are coming from little black kids.
You know? Yeah. Right.
And then you have families who are doing it and then... It's also another discussion too, but I think
it's the way.
But what if Cornell, like Cornell said, I don't even follow like country. What if country is doing the exact same thing? Like right now, what if Travis Tritt or Luke Bryan is on Twitter, killing it right now with some video?
They got ranches and backyards.
Right. What if they might be doing it? I wouldn't even know though, because I'm not even plugged in.
But I'm thinking kids in like Brooklyn, cooped up at the crib, might, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, be a little more snap. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And be on Snapchat, like in a world. But it's dope. I mean, I love the hip hop scene, the way of doing that.
Yeah.
I do feel like hip hop is kind of setting the trend though. I feel like there are. They've been having the battles that Timbaland and Swiss Beatz been putting together for different writers and producers kind of putting this up. And they've been bringing in some like EDM kind of DJs also. So like I said, but it started from Swiss.
I was gonna say, like, what about like, you know, like these rap artists that have their own like pretty much like TV shows now via IG Live, which I think Boosie is the originator.
Boosie's out of control.
Yeah, he's out of control. I had a few things like that. He says I was like gonna say, but like, you know, I'm gonna leave it alone. He a little reckless with it. But yeah, like, you know, just like, you know, having these platforms and like letting like really interacting with your fans now, where like it's a lot more of an intimate environment. And I imagine probably musicians across the board like get into it. Maybe not like Boosie do it, but some way like that.
Right. But I think that same kind of thing could happen on that side for other kind of creators too. I just don't know if people have just because of following as most rappers do. That's why I think the thing is like if you're like tune in and kind of have a live drawing session, you know, watch this person do a poster design. I think people would tune in for that kind of stuff then too. But it's just like, is it out there right now? And I think people would tune in though.
Yeah, and I guess like with that, something that our agency that we've thought about is like how can we, knowing that I guess we're doing well right now still.
Right.
Like how can we supply resources to the creative community to like really help the community continue to prosper.
Right.
And so like, it's something that I probably challenge like all like creative places right now, especially like creative places that are still doing really well right now, where like client work hasn't like dwindled at all and like their work is like still going great and everything. Like how can like you give back right now?
Yep.
Whether that's like, you know, helping students that won't be able to graduate, you know, by walking across the stage, or they won't actually be able to participate in like AIGA's portfolio 101 because like, that's canceled. Like, is there ways to like help out students and, you know, like give like free book reviews, or if there's like ways to help freelancers like, you know, find like work or whatever, like share information or whatever it is. I don't think there's like a one way solution for it.
Right.
And I think as creatives, like we can creatively solve those problems. But yeah, I think that like you mentioned before, like there's not like a government thing that exists right now to like bail out freelance designers that are not, you know, like having work right now.
Right.
But as creative leaders, like what can we do to support that community?
Right. I think that comes back to me and you though too. I think we could like I said, if you want to have us review your portfolio, feel, send us a link, send that over, DM us those kind of information, email that information over to us. Like I said, I think we take a look at that stuff, provide some feedback. Because like I said, I was going to be in Portfolio 101.
Yeah.
And if they don't have the official event, then...
Yeah, I was actually going to speak at Portfolio 101.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Set up. Yeah.
Yeah, so send us that info. We can take a look at that and provide some feedback, too, for graduating students, students who are currently looking for this feedback on your books. Yeah, I think we're all for that.
Yeah, we can even connect offline after this and like talk more about like what else can we do. So
right, I like that.
But yeah, so that's not sure where we're at for time, but we're probably getting close to our 40-minute marker.
Okay.
do you have any other parting advice you'd like to give out to the listeners?
I do. Close your laptop. 4:35 o'clock. Hope, especially by 6 o'clock, have that bad boy closed up. Go for a walk, read a book, get a snack. But yeah, try to make sure you're not just connected all night, because it can be a trap, because you feel like you're at home, you're kind of just hanging around, and you hear that little email ding.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, just one more thing, I'll get this one last thing knocked out. Then before you know it, it's 9:30, and you kind of been trapped at that laptop all night. Starting from early in the morning too. Right. So yeah, I'd say close that laptop up. Again, trying to have yourself, your workspace be your workspace. And at a certain time at night, just kind of make sure you're shutting down, because it can easily pull you back in too. So
yeah,
that's my closing advice.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for myself, it's just going back to social exhaustion, and that like reiterating that like it's okay to unplug right now.
Yes.
Like we're all connected 24/7.
Yes.
Like it's okay to like skip that happy hour. It's okay to like skip that brunch via FaceTime.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to like, oh damn, like I have to call this person at 6 and call this person at 7 and call this person at 8:30. Like it's okay to like just be by yourself and just invest in the dog, you know.
Yeah.
get a dog, you know, go get a hamster, whatever. I think pet stores are still active right now.
I feel like that's essential. Pets are essential right now.
Yeah, my dog is around. My BFF right now, so so other than that though, another episode in the books.
It's been one.
What is that, episode 6? Whatever it is, but I don't even know what day it is. I feel like these days are merging together.
I think that was you that was telling me. Well, you said in the army, every day is Monday.
Every day is Monday.
That's what it feels like.
Getting the taste of it for real.
When every day feels like Monday.
Like we work 7 days a week. You know, you wake up, you go do what you got to do for 12 hours, and you go back to your living quarters, and it's just like the same. Fortunately, right now we still have weekends. Even though you're still in the same environment,
right?
And like, you probably still work on the weekends, I guess. But yeah, every day is a Monday right now until May 4th.
That's what it feels like
right now. So
we appreciate you.
Yeah. Au revoir.